Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
All right, so we've had a shorter work week this week because of the holidays. So you got a four-day work week.
By the way, it feels great. And I don't know about you, but I felt more rested coming into this week.
Absolutely. A lot of people argue for the four-day work week. Some countries are doing it. It's working. According to a new study, this is another thing that you can take to your boss. According to a new study, we need shorter work weeks in order to save the environment. Shorter work weeks. So researchers found that in order to tackle this climate crisis, we should only be working, get this, I don't know how you can get things done in this amount of time, 9 hours a week.
Oh, okay.
So working any more than 9 hours and we're destroying the planet. We can't have it. I don't know. 9 hours, to me, I'm just like...
No, that doesn't seem like enough time to do like much of the things. Especially, I mean, I don't know about other people's jobs, but we do... you might not think we do a lot here, but we do a lot in a day.
So that means roughly the math would be if we spread it across 5 days and we only work 9 hours, you'd be listening to a hour and a half long morning show.
Yeah. So, I don't know, that wouldn't be very entertaining for us.
We would be done in 10 minutes.
And that's a wrap.
And that's it, everybody. And now you're not even to work yet, but there you go. That's it for us.
Hope that helped with you for today.
So I don't know if 9 hours is going to work, but we'll see.
Doubtful. Actually, you know what, Johnny? I'm sorry to do this, but can you turn your computer? Because apparently...
What'd you do?
I don't know. Everything disappeared from my screen, so that's good. This is why we need a shorter work week, because technology fails us. So this is actually a really cool thing. There's this woman that owns... 22 dogs. She's from England, and the 33-year-old rescued just all these dogs from England and Romania. She spends up to $500 a month to take care of the puppers. But her boyfriend has to sleep in a spare room so she can sleep in the bed with her dogs. So I think that's what would happen if I were to own this many dogs. Because that's how dogs are. They're just like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So get out of the bed right now because this is my bed. Cause even though
I had to buy a new bed just so the dog could have, so I could have more room.
Yeah.
With the dog on the bed.
I don't know. See, even when it's just me and Wrigley sleeping in my bed, somehow I'm still stuck to one little like edge of the bed.
Oh yeah.
Cause he just sprawls out. I'm like, I bought you your own bed. Why don't you sleep in that one, buddy? Although I like to snuggle. But
Plinko is all of 10 pounds, and he takes up at least a third of the bed.
Yeah, can you imagine having 22 dogs? Yeah. Do you think they all share that one room, or do you think they kind of like spread out?
It sounds like it, but to me, you'd have to have, you know, an open living room, and that would be your bedroom to have that many dogs.
Oof.
Crazy stuff.
I think allergies would be... little bit too much for me at that point.
I'll stick to one, maybe two.
Maybe two.
That's about it.